Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Okay, so are we better off now than we were this time last year? It depends on who you ask. If you listened to Governor Snyder's State of the State address last night, you'd think that we're well on our way to a bright future, yet Democrats are quick to point out that middle-class state residents are struggling more than ever. To get a better understanding of what's ahead for Michigan economically, I'm joined by University of Michigan economist George Fulton. Welcome to the program, George.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. I'm glad to be on it.
I do want to ask you about an initial prediction I read that you've made that we are not going to get back to our pre-recession job numbers until 2030. Is that correct, that it might be 18 years before we get back to those job numbers?
Yeah, we peaked in our job numbers in the spring of the year 2000, and we lost 857,000 jobs until we hit bottom in the summer of 2009. And I don't see us getting back there until the decade of the 2030s. So that's that's one benchmark, of course.
It's breathtaking to think that it could be 20 years, although are we likely to see a functioning economy that's just smaller for a decade or so before we get back to those numbers?
Oh, sure. And in some sense, I don't think too much about that benchmark. The question is, are we going to be growing and prospering and, on the way back up and, with incomes increasing and that over the next several years? And I think that's where our focus should be. Are we growing and making progress? And my answer to that, at least out to 2014, which is far out as I go right now, the answer is yes.
Now, Governor Snyder got quite a resounding round of applause of when he announced that our unemployment rate has been going down and is down from a year ago. But is that due to people simply dropping off and giving up on looking for work or even leaving the state? Or is that really a clear sign that the state economy and jobs are coming back?
Well, it's actually the result of both. Our unemployment rate from 2010 to 2011 declined by over 2 percentage points, from 12.5% in 10 to 10.4% in 11. And some of that, a half a percentage point of that, is due to the job gains, but the rest is due to labor force withdrawal.
The job gains, is that anything that the governor and state Republicans can take credit for in terms of the legislation that they've passed?
Yeah, that's a hard question, Mike. I mean, it's hard to attribute the causation there, clearly. A lot of it's due to other things as well, particularly the rebound in the auto sector is a major factor.
In the jobs that we're expecting to see in the state this year and next, how many are they, and are most of them likely to be connected to the auto industry?
We gained 63,400 jobs in calendar 2011 compared with 10. We see sustained growth over the next 3 years, but at a more subdued pace. Our forecast for 2012 and 13 is more in the range of 27,000 jobs, and then we see that moving up in 2014. To be in the range of around 47,000 jobs. So job growth continuing, yes, and that's great news for a state that's lost jobs for 10 years in a row, but not quite at the pace that we saw in 2011.
I mean, where are these jobs going to be, and what industries are going to be hiring these tens of thousands of people?
Yeah, well, some of it is in manufacturing, as you suggested. A lot of it comes in the professional and business services area, and then others, of course, in the healthcare area. Those are the biggest ones, but pretty much gains across the board.
I'm talking to University of Michigan economist George Fulton. Now, you took part in the State Revenue Estimating Conference. Apparently, yeah. We have over $450 million of unexpected surplus money from last year, over $630 million in surplus money expected for next year. What should we do with all this money?
Well, you know, I don't want to dodge your question, but actually, I don't participate in deciding on where the money should be spent, only on forecasting what we have. I guess the only comment I would make to you is I would be cautious moving forward at this point because, you know, the recovery is still fragile.
The idea of putting it in the rainy day fund, is that maybe the wisest decision?
Again, I think there one can certainly make a case for needs in certain areas. So, I mean, that would obviously be one place to put it. But I don't want to speak to how it should be distributed otherwise.
Now, when you talk about job growth, obviously the elimination of the Michigan business tax was a big part of the plan of bringing more jobs to the state. Are we now a more attractive state for businesses to come to?
Probably so. But again, if you ask me the question, how many of those jobs are related to the tax policies we're following, I could not answer that question. I don't think anyone can answer that question.
And the idea that we need to invest in education and higher education here in the state, and that is a key component in coming back economically. As an economist, do you view that as a legitimate viewpoint? And is there a real clear connection between funding education and then having an economic comeback here in Michigan?
Yeah, absolutely. I've looked at these numbers upside down, top down, sideways. And there's no question that education is the key factor, and it's going to be increasingly important in the future if we want to become one of the more successful states in the country. We're going to have to become one of the more educated states in this country, and I can really state that with pretty firm conviction.
In the 2020 plan, the Democrats are proposing taking some of this tax incentive money, this $34 billion we give away, and using that to provide free college education for high school graduates in the state. Is that a rational one?
You know, I generally support anything that promotes education. My concern there would be the cost of such a program. I would imagine that would be fairly expensive, and you know, I would want to know how we're paying for it. And on that, I'm certainly sympathetic with any program that wants to promote education, but again, it has to be fiscally responsible.
One last question. We see Detroit now likely is going to have an emergency financial manager. Even if it does not, it's going to have to make some enormous cuts to its budget. We see other communities across the state flirting with the potential of an EFM coming in. When you see this kind of dynamic in local governments, how big of an issue is that for our larger state economic recovery?
Well, without taking sides on the emergency manager, I will say that ultimately, for this to be a vibrant state, it needs to have a successful central metropolitan area. All of the states, I think, in the or most of the states in the country that are economically successful have strong central urban areas, and I just think it's really crucial for our future for Detroit to be a viable, stronger economy.
University of Michigan economist George Fulton, thank you very much for joining me.
Well, thank you, Mike.
And I'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and you're listening to 1320 WILS.